Hey, everybody, and welcome to day three of our group cleanse, fellow Transformers. Glad to be on with you. My name is David Litt, calling in from Colorado this evening. I have David Sandoval, our owner, our founder. He's the formulator of the 10-Day Celebrity Transformation. And tonight's call, the purpose of tonight's call, just like it was the last few nights, just like it will be the next few nights, is to help you to move forward day by day by day, to better understand the products that you're taking, and to answer common questions that you may have. You know, one of the things that's important to understand is that this is a cleanse for healthy adults, and we want to make sure that you're using the products correctly and having the best success and making sure that you're taking safety first as we go through our program and use the products correctly so that you can get the best results and get the safest experience. So, David, great to have you on the call tonight.
I could agree more about the, it's all about the experience that you have, and, you know, and the reason why we have these support calls is because we know that you need support. We know that this is a challenge. We know that this is not easy, at least not for the first 3 days, first 2 or 3 days. For some of you, are going, no, it's begun to get easier for me. But I also want to let you know that we're aware that this is a challenge for you guys. You know, I know because I talk to a lot of people who do the transformation, and I know that probably a high percentage of people don't follow the rules exactly. A high percentage of people might have a cup of coffee here or there. A high percentage of people might have, you know, the whole avocado instead of half an avocado. You know, there's little tiny, you know, little tiny twists or turns that, you know, sometimes happen in the course of your transformation. And people still have amazing results. And I think that that speaks to how powerful this program is. And what I want to let you guys know is that the challenge of going through 10 days is something that most people, quite honestly, aren't strong enough for. They're not up for it. It takes quite a bit of preparation and willpower. And so if you're going through that right now, you're one of the few. You're one of the select few who have challenged themselves, who have taken on this commitment. And I want you to feel good about yourself. I want you to feel really proud of yourself for that. And I put a post on my Facebook today that said, you know, no food tastes as good as feeling as being healthy feels. So no food tastes as good as feeling as being healthy feels, because you know that the temporary effect of food is rather, you know, it's rather all-consuming. You know, you smell it, you taste it, you chew it, you digest it, you get this, it's almost like a drug. And then if you've eaten poor food, improper food, just like that, you know, that time that you binge on alcohol or whatever, don't get enough sleep, then you feel it. Your body feels it. Unfortunately, some people become so numb to the feeling that they get after eating poor quality food that unless they go through a 10-day transformation, unless they actually take this time in their life to have that bit of discipline that usually escapes us, most people, when the tough going gets tough, they fold. Most people. I'm telling you that from experience. Most people, when the going gets tough, they look for a bailout. They look for an easy way out. Whether it's an excuse, oh, you know, I didn't like the taste, or it made me sick, or I was getting hungry, whatever it might be. And so if you're looking for a bailout, you don't need to do that. You really don't need to. You're gonna be able to succeed through this program with the tools that we've offered you. So if you're feeling right now that maybe you can't make it, maybe you want a bailout, I'm telling you, you could do this. you absolutely could do this. Take the time to make the flex foods and take the time to eat and enjoy the flex foods. And 20 minutes later, after you've done that, you're going to feel full and satisfied and so much better about yourself. So I know what day three is like. I know that 50% of the people who drop off of the transformation do that on day three. So today is the day I need to hold on to you guys, that you guys need to hold on to this, that you need to know that you're going to be among the other half, the half that go all the way through, and that today is the day that you're going to make that decision again, that you could make it, that you're going to make it, and tomorrow will be a new and better day. And you'll feel so much better about yourself. But David Litt, what if they do, you know, what if they do feel like they can't make it? What if they do feel like this is just something that they can't go through? Do you have any advice for those people?
My brain and my body are fighting. And so, you know, you want to listen to your body, not your brain. Because your body is going to feel better and better. You know, you're going to have, you know, personally right now, like I'm starting to feel very light. You know, I'm starting to feel my body feeling better, but my brain still is all over the place giving you different signals. And so listen to your body, not your brain. That's number one. Number two is care for yourself. So if you're feeling tired, if you're feeling stressed, if you're feeling overwhelmed, if you're feeling whatever, you for a short period of time, you are putting your health at a higher priority in your life than you normally do. So like you said, David, you know, people mindlessly eat. You know, they mindlessly consume. They're mindlessly going through lives on a lot of levels. We all do. And so here's an opportunity to be conscious about your health, to make a conscious decision to be healthy and to put your health above some of the other things. So if you feel tired at night after this call, then shut down your phone. Don't check your email. You know, Just relax a little bit and let your body have the time that it needs to get through the day and to use the nutrients that are provided. And so, yeah, I think it's listen to your body, not your brain, and also just kind of make sure you care for yourself as you go through this adjustment period. And I agree with you. You know, I don't have the exact numbers, but I certainly agree with overall from what I hear that, you know, day three is really that marking point for most people that, you know, once you see the scale the morning of day four, and even if you're not totally in it for the weight loss, you know, that's, and you know, more energized than you have been the last few days, that's enough to propel you. And then it really starts to get fun day five, six, seven, eight. You know, you really start to feel that momentum and feel light. So this is a critical day. I'm glad you've checked in with us here tonight to make that happen. So,
and now, Dave, yesterday's thought of the day for the Transformers was that when you take the difficult path today, tomorrow's path will get easier. When you take the easy path today, tomorrow's path will inevitably be harder. Now, you know, again, I have one more bit of advice for those of you, because I want everyone to succeed. I want everyone to succeed. It's like, if I were God, I would want everyone to get to heaven. You know, that would just be my goal. And so, I want all of you to have the maximum experience that you possibly have from this transformation. And so, for you, I want, because I know that produces the maximum benefits. And that includes staying on rhythm. Stay on your rhythm. Aminos, power shake. Aminos, power shake. Aminos, power shake. Fiber, cherry. And you drink your water. And you have your flex foods. Think about this. Throughout your day, aminos, power shake. Aminos, flex food, power shake. Aminos, flex food, power shake, fiber, cherry. That's like 11 different things that you've done throughout the day to nourish your body. You are not starving. 11 different times a day, we're going to give you something to nourish your body. You are not starving. Don't let yourself believe that you are. Don't let your brain fool your body into thinking you're starving. Your body knows you're doing the right thing. So the next thing is, we have an athlete's transformation. The athlete's transformation, please excuse the expression, could be a fallback position for people who believe that they're not going to make it, yet they don't want to feel as though they failed. So if you get to day 4 or 5 and you still feel like you need to, want to, have to quit, then I would do a switch to the athlete's transformation protocol. If that's what you feel you need to do, that way you could complete the 10 days. And when you complete the 10 days, you're going to then look at this, look back and say, you know what? I could have done the whole 10 days. Now that I look back, I could have done that. And maybe you'll get on that horse again. I've had people who have started 3 different transformations, and the first time they got through 2 days, and the second time they got through 4 days, and the third time they finally got all the way to the 10th day, and they looked back and they said, you know what? I could have done it both times that I didn't do it. If I would have known how great I felt after 10. And so I don't want you to drop off. I don't want you to fall off the cart here or to fall off of the train. I want you guys to realize that you're not the first to feel this way. You're not the first to look at a picture of food on a billboard and want to climb up on the billboard and eat the paper. You're not the first ones. You're not the first ones to feel weak or tired or foggy-headed or not feel normal because your rhythm is off. Trust me, that's why we call it a transformation. So I want you to imagine yourself deciding that you're going to go on a hike up to the top of a peak. And when you start climbing, you get 20% up and your side starts to hurt and you go, you know what, maybe this wasn't a good idea. And when you turn around and start walking down, it's so much easier than walking up. But if you push forward and you get to the top of that peak, you all know what happens. You turn around and you have one of the most beautiful views that you've ever seen, a view that does not exist from 20% up or 50% up the mountain. It only exists at the top of that mountain. And you never feel good when you turn around and walk back to hope to base camp and say, you know what, I couldn't make it. So,
well, and using that analogy, Dave, you know, right now on day 3, you know, it feels like we're 30% up, but we're probably closer to 80% up. that, you know, as far as how difficult the climb is, it's like the super steep stuff is the first 3 days, and then the mountain flattens out as we keep moving forward. So you've gone through, you know, so you're thinking to yourself, oh my gosh, if this is what day 3 feels like, I don't know if I can go through 7 more days like this. But the mountain flattens out. The mountain flattens out, and for somebody who's been to the top of the mountain several times, I can tell you the view is beautiful, and it does flatten out. So that's maybe a really good analogy is if you're 20 or 30% up the mountain, you know, not knowing what the mountain looks like if this is your first transformation, not knowing what the top looks like, it's inspiring to see somebody coming down the mountain or somebody who's been to the top before who's walking with you say, hey, don't stop because you won't believe, you know, what it looks like or what it feels like at the top of the mountain.
I have to say that that's a really great analogy, and I think that I you know, 3 days into the transformation, it's not twice as hard 6 days later. It's half as tough 6 days later. Maybe a third as difficult, you know, when you've gone 6 days versus 3. So if you're feeling like if this is the way it feels on day 3, and it's going to be, you know, worse on day 4 and twice as bad on day 6, that's absolutely not correct thinking. To the contrary, you're so close to breaking through on day, some people break through after day 2, some people break through after day 3, a small percentage don't break through until after day 4 or 5.
But I guarantee you the first half of the battle is 99% of the battle.
So Dave, let's talk then, when we talk about breaking through, I'm assuming that you're talking a lot about the detoxification effect. There may be some other components to it, but why don't you talk a little bit about what's happening in your body, because a lot of people, you know, they get angry, they're like, oh, these Purium products are making me tired, these Purium products are, you know, whatever, and the reality is the opposite, is that, you know, these Purium products are giving everything back, and it's giving your body a break, so it can release all that junk in your fat, all that those processed chemicals. So why don't you describe a little bit about what's going on in the body here, day 1, 2, and 3, and if there's any other effects that you literally break through, you know, those first few days.
Well, there's 2 or 3 different sort of plateaus or sort of levels you're going to get through. And the first one, you know, happens fairly quickly, you know, and I call that, you know, sort of the commitment plateau. You know, the first day you're all in because you've made this commitment and you're enthusiastic and you're feeling great about it, but something happens just before you go to bed and you start to think to yourself, wow, I'm not eating right now. I'm hungry. I'm going to bed hungry. And when I wake up tomorrow, I'm not going to eat. You can't think that. What you have to think is tomorrow I can't wait to get up because I'm going to have myself a nice crispy apple and a big green drink and some protein. That's what you have to tell yourself. It's just that you're not used to looking forward to that the next day. There's a whole psychological thing that goes with having an empty stomach. You see, we equate having a full stomach with having been satisfied, with having our nutrient needs met. It comes from our primordial instincts to eat in order to get nutrients. But today, the food that fills our stomachs actually doesn't provide nutrients, so we're used to overfilling our stomach in order to actually get the nutrient satisfaction required. And when we are not overfilling our stomach, we get a major food insecurity. And so what I encourage you to do is to go ahead and fill your stomach. Get a watermelon, get 2 cups of watermelon, and eat it slowly, and I guarantee you when you're done, your stomach's going to feel nice and full. And this is going to take care of the food insecurity part. Just keep telling yourself, I could have a flex food anytime I want. And I'm going to be having something every 2 hours minimum. And that helps get rid of some of that food insecurity. But some of the breakthroughs that David Litt might be talking about are the fogging, the leaf blower. There's a lot of